Cash the Ticket. It's presented by FanDuel.
Commanders lay in 10.5 against the Cowboys.
I don't like this game. I love this game. I'm going to go 0-2 in one game. I'm going to do a David Blaine magic trick. I'm going to show you how to lose twice in the same 3-hour span of the same game. I like the Commanders laying the points, and I like under 44.5. The Cowboys are as lifeless as any team in football, and they have shown you an absolute willingness to play two quarterbacks. They got nothing going for them. You got Micah Parsons in the media still bumping his gums. Commanders are rested, off a bye. I know it's a rookie QB. This violates everything. This is public. This is like me betting the Lions last week. I just think this is a fucking smash spot. That stadium's going to be rocking. They fucking hate the Cowboys. And I just don't think the Cowboys have anything left. If they play anything like the way they played against Houston, they will get fucking demoed in this game. Then you factor in the under 44.5. Can the Cowboys get to 17? I really don't think so. And the Commanders are probably working their way to the upper 20s, right? So if it's a 28-14 kind of game, 27-14 kind of game, winner, winner, chicken dinner. I like the Commanders and the under. And I think it's a great bounce back off the bye for a young quarterback to get it together in film study.
I don't know if I should be disgusted or proud of you. Because it's a little bit of both, right?
Like thanks, Dad.
Like last week, you did play some public favorites.
Yeah.
And you went 6-2, not exclusively public favorites. Right. But you said, you know what? I'm going
to
break from my rigid way of doing things.
I had to.
Because the season has been unforgiving.
Yeah.
So I want to be proud of you. But I'm also a little disgusted because this is Mike Valeni taking a home favorite of double digits.
It's disgusting.
Who is backed by every Tom, Dick, and Harry in America. Brad, Chad, and everybody they've ever met are all, you're with them. So I don't know whether to be disgusted or proud of you. All I will say is, I wish you well.
No,
I don't have a play.
It's not that easy now. Hold on a minute there, Tito.
No, I get your cap. Washington has a major rest edge on both sides of this. This is a short week for the Cowboys, extra week for the Commanders. They're off a loss. I worry about covering 10.5 because Washington's offense quietly, I know their record looks very good. Offense has been down for them. You got to cover a big number.
Okay, but
so
that's
it's a stay away spot.
But that's
for me.
Where the under plays. You know it, and
yeah,
I
well, that's
know
extra gross what you're trying to pull off here.
Wait a minute. I'm not pulling off anything. I'm just a self-respecting
guy. Typically, we like
games.
The dog in the under, or we like the favorite in the over, and you're trying to thread the needle here. I kind of feel like you should pick one or the other.
Well, I know, but
see,
for right
people,
now,
he knows.
That's.
You know, listen, what you should do is you should just do the under because the side is out of character and unnecessary.
Hold on. Last week,
and unsavory.
Hold on. Last week, I was 2-0 using these public
okay,
idiot
all
picks.
Right,
what do you want me to do?
I'm in no position to lecture you. Go ahead.
No,
bet
you're
both.
Fine.
Bet
you're,
both.
Look, I know this is a bad idea. I'm embracing this, right? This is like going out and saying I'm going to get fucked up at the bar. That's a terrible idea, but you do it anyways. Look at it. Last week, Evan, I got a guy telling me about a bad idea. He's drunk texting me about an 8-cocktail tasting flight he was at.
Evan was on the text, too.
I got to listen about bad ideas to this guy. Mike, you're unbelievable. Commanders in the under.